From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tuberculosis affects about 9 million people and causes 1.5 million deaths around the globe every year. That's according to the World Health Organization. We've been covering this problem in an ongoing series, and today we report on the issue of treating TB in children. Tuberculosis is difficult to diagnose in children, and the tools to confront it are limited. To see the challenges of treating pediatric TB firsthand, NPR's Jason Bobian went to the Central Asian nation of Tajikistan.
4-year-old Rukia Hasanova is battling TB, and things aren't going well. Her aunt Firuza says earlier this year, Rukia seemed to have a cold, a bad cold, with a cough that wouldn't go away. Firuza says the whole family was very worried about her.
We got really scared because even the temperature was 39, 40 degrees Celsius.
That's a fever pushing 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Rukia was diagnosed with TB and admitted to a government-run tuberculosis hospital in the southern Tajik city of Kulab. But soon after starting treatment, she developed a full-body rash. The doctors suspected measles. A nurse from Doctors Without Borders, however, determined that Rukia was having an allergic reaction to one of the main TB drugs. In the end, Doctors Without Borders had to special order TB meds for her from Europe. But now it's unclear if even these are working. Her cough, fever, and night sweats have recently returned. A team from Doctors Without Borders is at Rukia's simple house in southern Tajikistan. Under a mulberry tree inside the family's mud-walled compound, the medical team, led by nurse Andy Martin, is trying to get a mucus sample from the 4-year-old.
If we can get some of the TB bacilli, then we'll be able to tell if she's drug-resistant or not.
This is crucial because if she is drug-resistant, then her current medicines are useless. But it's hard to diagnose any kind of TB in children. They tend to have fewer bacteria in their lungs than adults, and it's hard to get kids to cough up phlegm into a vial. After about 20 minutes, Martin decides that they need to insert a catheter into Rukia's nose to get the sample. He guides one of the other local nurses through the process.
If you hold it like this, very gently, it should go in without any resistance. Don't force it.
Rukia starts crying as soon as she sees the thin, clear medical tube. She fights the nurses as they try to slide it into her nostril. Martin says the procedure isn't extremely painful, but it is scary for children.
I think they pretty much all the young children will cry during this procedure. Yeah. It is very difficult. But you weigh this procedure against the progression of the disease and also trying to treat children with the wrong regimen.
This is the only way to tell whether Rukia needs to be switched to an entirely new regimen of far more toxic TB drugs. Left untreated, an active TB infection, such as Rukia's, can destroy her lungs, spread throughout her body, and eventually kill her. It was late in 2011 when Doctors Without Borders started treating kids with drug-resistant TB in Tajikistan.
Because the country was initially not treating it in children.
Dr. Christoph Hon is the acting country director for Doctors Without Borders in Tajikistan. Tajikistan wasn't treating children for several reasons. First, the country couldn't even deal with all the adults who needed treatment. Also, many Tajik health workers believe falsely that drug resistance comes only after a patient fails a course of medication. Thus, it's unlikely that a kid would have the drug-resistant form. But it's now been shown that the drug-resistant strain of TB can spread directly through the air. And then Tajikistan also has the problem facing much of the rest of the developing world, a lack of TB drugs for children.
Almost all of the drugs we want to use do not exist in child-friendly formulations. If you want to dose the drug according to the body weight of the child, it will always be only a rough estimate.
Doctors Without Borders makes their own pediatric TB treatments by crushing adult pills and then mixing the powder into a suspension or syrup. This allows them to more tightly control how much active ingredient is being given in each dose. But TB treatment requires a minimum of 6 months, with patients taking at least 4 drugs a day. Crushing and mixing and measuring all those medications for anything more than a handful of kids becomes a daunting task. And treatment for drug-resistant TB is even more complicated, involving more pills plus daily injections.
We wouldn't do that in the West. Children would get some central intravenous catheter.
A needle implanted under the skin for months at a time.
And it would be much less painful, but we cannot do that here. We do not have the means. So it has to be done into the muscle, into the gluteal muscle.
Besides the discomfort, the drugs to treat drug-resistant TB can have intense side effects, including nausea, joint pain, headaches, insomnia, and hearing loss.
Eighteen-year-old
Rosie Gul Sharmadova has been battling drug-resistant TB for more than 2 years. Her current medication has left her permanently deaf. The teenager lives with her mother and more than a dozen extended family members in a small flat in a mildewed Soviet-era apartment block. Sharmadova's health is improving, but she says often her lungs and heart feel weak.
My heart works quick. I feel like I'm choking. I have difficulties with breathing.
TB has taken over Sharmadova's life. She dropped out of school, she's been in and out of the hospital, she doesn't sleep at night, and her sister says she's irritable during the day. Sharmadova says the last time she was hospitalized, she had pain throughout her body and the disease sapped all her strength.
It was very hard for me. I couldn't get up and walk. I felt like my bones were boiling in water.
Sharmadova is home now. She takes 14 pills a day plus one injection to combat TB. Her condition appears to be improving, and her doctors say that although she'll never regain her hearing, they expect she'll be able to beat the TB infection. The still unanswered question is how she got tuberculosis and whether any of the other children living in her small apartment are also going to have to go through the grueling task of battling TB in Tajikistan. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.